You're listening to a Gravestone Production Podcast.
Welcome to our solar system. The year is 2373 Standard Earth Time. Humanity has colonized the planets and brought with them the omnipresent artificial intelligence known as Kestrel. Today, we dive deeper into Kestrel's memory banks to explore the worlds through her ears. Let us continue our journey now.
Roger. Standing by for launch sequence. Over. You look a little nervous there, Private.
Always, sir. I've never particularly enjoyed launch.
Come on, Private. Sure, the launch tube can get a little claustrophobic, but I've done this thousands of times. In good hands.
I appreciate the assurance, Lieutenant.
Please, no need to stand on ceremony in the cockpit. Especially if you get in a dogfight and it's life or death out there. Call me Thealis.
Yes, sir. Thealis. I'm Nasil.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Nasil. I've heard good things about you. Your numbers on the sim are impressive.
Well, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, why did you need a new co-pilot transfer done?
Oh, don't worry. Nothing bad happened to her. She got knocked up by her hubby while on leave a month ago. Found out last week, and she's been sent on maternity.
Oh, well, congratulations to her.
Oh, absolutely. The baby's going to be a beautiful little Vanarak. I wouldn't be surprised if she retires after this, honestly. Her husband is a professor at a pretty prestigious college on Vanarak Refuge.
Damn, well, good for her.
Command post to Fire Delta 1-7. You're up for launch. Make your way to the tube. Over.
Roger that. Moving to position. Over. Command post, this is Delta 1-7. We are in position and ready for launch. Over.
Delta 1-7, this is a reminder, you are taking over for Fighter Lima 6-6 on Blockade Orbit Vector Alpha 5. Launch tube is clear. Fire thrusters at will and safe flying. Over.
Roger that. Over and out.
Oh, I want to vomit every time.
Oh, don't worry. It gets easier the more you do it. Around your 100th or so go, you won't even notice it.
I hope so.
We're approaching the orbit vector now, and there's our guy. Fighter Lima 6-6, this is Delta 1-7. Come in, Lima 6-6. Over.
This is Lima 6-6, you the replacements? Over.
Confirmed, sir. Head on back for some R&R, we'll hold down the orbit. Over.
Thank you very much, boys. We'll see you shipside. Over and out.
Now, Nasil, we wait.
Great. What exactly are we waiting for? Why are we blockading our own planet?
The Admiral should contact us shortly, but there's apparently a smuggling operation that's supposed to move some pretty big and dangerous cargo from Mars to Venus. Hence, we're blockading Venus. I don't have all the details, other than I know the Admiral has a list of ships the cargo could be on. We're just waiting for one of those ships to pop up.
Just drop out of warp and then we can arrest them?
Exactly. That's the basic principle. Hey, you want to play I Spy?
Sure. I don't know what you could spy.
Well, I spy with my little eye something round and white.
Is it a star?
Damn. Yeah. It was.
Stupid.
No.
Rift. I spy with my little eye something dropping out of warp.
Is it the ship in, where is that? Orbit Vector Zulu 5?
Yeah.
Oh, good eyes. It's a cargo ship too. Could be our guy. Let's be prepared to run either an intercept or an escort.
Fighter Delta Delta 1-7, this is Admiral Thorgard. Do you copy? Over.
This is Delta 1-7, I copy, sir. Over.
The cargo ship on orbit vector Zulu 5 just pushed into Yankee 5 as our mark. It's called the Kipper, and I need you to escort the frigate to orbit vector Foxtrot 7. Over.
Copy that, Admiral. Proceeding to escort position. Over.
Thialis, they're not slowing down.
I know. They're not speeding up either yet, though. They could be panicking. Especially if this blockade wasn't up before they entered warp.
Delta 1-7, be prepared. This might be a runner. If it runs, shut down its engines. Over.
Copy that, Admiral. Over. Ready to test your guns off Sims?
Not really.
Oh, well, mighty noble of you, but there they go. Buckle up. We're chasing.
Delta 1-7, you have permission to open fire.
Copy that, Admiral.
Shields are down.
Copy that. I'll bring you around for the port side engine first.
That's a hit on their port side engines.
Good shot. Swinging around for starboard.
Can we strafe and hit both on this pass?
Both. I love it. I can make that happen.
That's a hit on both starboard and port side engines.
Confirmed. Great shots. Great shots. Damn. Looks like port side engines down.
Rift.
What is it?
A bright light. It just blinded my visual sensors.
Shit, they're preparing a warp jump.
What?
We need to hit the warp engine. We disable that and they can't escape. Ready up. We're approaching in three.
The warp drive? Won't that make it explode?
No, but it is dangerous. Hold on.
Delta 1-7, disengage. Do not engage with warp drive.
They'll escape otherwise, Admiral.
Disengage. That's an order.
Firing. What's happening?
We've been sucked into warp with the Kipper.
What?
It's an extremely rare chance, but it happened. Now, hold on, I'm taking us in close. We need the Kipper to get out of here. Nasil, lower the landing gear and prepare to magnetize.
We're landing on it.
Correct.
In the warp.
Yes, I'll explain the plan once we land. Just trust me for now.
Okay. Landing gear deployed.
All right, stand by to magnetize. Touchdown in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Magnetizing, connection stabilizing.
Very well done, Nasil. How many times have you flown? Outside of drills, of course.
This is my 7th flight, sir.
7? Damn. Barely flying and already you've entered warp through partner jump.
Partner jump?
Mm-hmm. Pretty dangerous maneuver that was used a lot more often back in the early System War days. It utilizes one warp jump to move several ships through the warp. Essentially, the way warp engines work, as they spin up and activate, they emit frequencies that shunt ships into the warp subdimension. Then, once those frequencies are stopped emitting, the ship is ejected back into the home dimension. Do you follow?
Yeah, they covered that in basic training, Thialis.
Right. All cadets learn that, but pilot school goes deeper into those mechanics. There's a strange phenomenon that causes ships within a certain proximity of what we call the capital ship to get sucked back into the warp with the capital ship. That is what happened to us.
Right, and then we get out the same way we got in.
Precisely, which is why we landed on the Kipper. For whatever reason, our ship will maintain the vibrations that keep us in warp until we are near an engine that stops the vibrations. So we have to be within the correct proximity of the Kipper to exit warp with it.
Or we'll be trapped here for an eternity.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
Damn.
There are still a few capital ships in our military actually designed with high-frequency warp engines, specifically to do partner jumps like this. They're these smaller destroyer-class ships, and they'll do short-distant warp jumps with a small squadron of fighters already deployed. Just blitzkrieg the enemy capital ship. It's extremely dangerous, though, and we haven't seen much use of it since the War of Titan in 2312.
Well, I hope I never actually have to do this again.
What do you mean? How many people get to see the actual color of the warp like this? Straight through the glass. Damn.
Is it normally this red?
Red? No, normally it's less colorful. Most tour ships who have windows into the warp are actually displaying images that have been enhanced to be visible to the naked eye. Most of the warp is infrared and lower spectrum light. I guess you Khajiit can see more spectrums.
That's actually true. We can see a few levels lower than humans can.
Really? What a world.
Lieutenant.
The Alice.
The Alice. How long are we going to be out here? In warp, I mean.
I don't know.
Warp travel normally takes days.
Yep.
We don't have any food.
Well, we've got snacks, but other than that, no. We don't have anything to sustain us for multiple days, which is why we have to warp walk.
Come again?
We have to warp walk. It's spacewalking, but in the warp.
You've got to be shitting me.
I wish I was. You got the scanner back there. Run a scan for the nearest airlock. That's our destination.
Yes, sir. There's an airlock 238 feet to our port. I sent data to your screen.
Yeah, I see it. It's real close. Maybe a 2-minute walk at most.
Have you done this before? A warp walk?
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's no different than a spacewalk. Double check your suit, and then under your seat, you'll find the tether cables. Go ahead and hook that onto your chest. Here's the connector to me.
Got it.
And that will keep us floating too far apart from each other.
Copy. I'm connected.
Okay. You'll be our first anchor point, so you can lock into our ship. I'll walk first and lock onto the kipper. You ready?
Locked and ready.
All right, here we go. Depressurizing. Opening the cockpit now.
Warning, extreme heat detected. Find shelter immediately.
God, Rift almighty.
My suit says we only have a minute of coolant.
Yep, after which we're fried meat.
You said it's a 2-minute walk.
I see that. I'm leaving now. Ow. Oh. God. Ow. Careful down here. The hole is incredibly hot. Wow. Okay. Okay, I'm secured to an anchor point. It looks like there's another 20 feet away from me.
Okay, detaching now. Shit. Shit! The Alice!
What? What is it?
I'm stuck to the seat!
How?
It's melted to my suit! I can't get up without sticking to something!
It's okay. I have a solution. Are you unanchored?
Yeah.
Okay. On three, I need you to jump out of your seat as hard as you can. With all of your might, jump, and I'll pull you out. Ready? One, two, three. Oh. Well done, Nasil. Well done. I got you. I got you. I'm going to pull you to me, okay?
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
There. Fancy meeting you here.
That was terrifying.
Let me see your back. How bad is it? Oh, well, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm just glad I got free. I'm fine.
Yeah, me too. Okay, do you see that ring over there? Past my foot.
I got it.
There's your target. Once you're clipped in there, I'll move to the next one.
Copy. Here I go. Anchor is good.
Copy. Unanchored. All right, anchor is good.
Copy that. Unanchored.
Warning, 30 seconds of thermal protection remaining.
Where's the next spot?
Just follow my finger, right underneath that overhang.
I don't see it.
I know you don't, but it's going to be underneath the overhang.
Okay, I trust you. Got it here. Anchored.
And here is the airlock.
Warning, 15 seconds of thermal protection remaining.
Shit. Seal, unanchor.
Right now?
Unanchor. I'm going to launch you to the airlock and I need you to pull us in, okay? Now, Private!
Yes, sir!
Ah. Oh. All right, pull me in.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Environmental protection levels stabilizing.
Good job, Desio. Good job.
You too, Thealis. Yeah, I think you calling me private really pushed me into gear there.
Glad it did. Barely made it, but hey, we're alive.
Your elbow in my kidney is definitely reminding me of that, sir.
Right. Sorry.
Between that and the launch tube? I'll take the launch tube any day.
Theory. It'd only be a spacewalk back. Who knew the warp would be so hot?
I thought you said you'd done that before.
Warp walk? Oh no, no one's done that before. That was extremely dangerous. Who would do that? I only said that to boost your confidence.
You're a bastard.
Yeah, and proud of it. Oh, no, I'd say let's go find the bastard that got us into this mess.
Do we know the crew size, Thealis?
No, I don't. However, it's probably safe to trust that they don't know we're here yet.
What makes you say that?
Well, A, we partner jumped. And B, there was no one here to greet us. However, we are in potentially dangerous territory, so we should proceed with caution.
Copy that.
That means weapons drawn and readiness sealed.
Right. Sorry, sir.
Yeah. All right, the captain of the ship is probably on the bridge. We'll head that way first.
I don't like the sound of that.
Neither do I. Remember, this is a smuggler ship, so we should expect hidden compartments.
That sounded overhead, though. Someone's coming.
At the ready.
Get on the ground!
For the love
Get
of God,
the ground
man!
Now. Get on the ground!
I am! Don't shoot!
Hands where we can see them!
Okay! Who the hell are you?
Lieutenant Thealis Vo of the CFS Air Force, and you are under arrest for running the Venus blockade.
Rift, damn it!
Lucille, cuff him.
Yes, sir.
How many crew are on the ship?
I beg your pardon?
How many crew are on the ship?
Just me. Then what was that?
What was what?
The weird noise that sounds like footsteps in your ventilation.
I see you. Easy. Now, Captain, as I'm guessing you are, what's your name?
Aaron Navarre, Captain of Cargo Ship Kipper.
Okay. Now, would you ask your Kestrel the number of crew members aboard the Kipper? I'm assuming you have the first shipmate package.
I do. Kestrel, how many crew is aboard the ship?
There is only one crew member aboard the Kipper, Captain. That is you. However, there are 4 life forms.
What do you mean?
What is the 4th life form?
I'm sorry. That was too many questions at once. Please ask again.
What is the 4th life form?
I do not know. The Kipper is not equipped with advanced enough sensors to determine that.
Where is the 4th life form?
It is within approximately 10 feet from the other 3 life forms.
What are you smuggling?
I don't know!
Don't lie to me!
Yes! What in Rift is that?
Probably whatever I was smuggling.
What do you mean, whatever you were smuggling?
I certainly didn't have it on the manifest.
How do you not know what you're smuggling?
It was a very lucrative job, but also was no questions asked. I didn't ask questions.
Great. Well, where are we?
This is where the crew quarters would be. I use it for small deliveries normally. Shh. We need to get to the bridge. We need to get to an escape pod.
We're in warp.
That's a good point. How did you get on my ship?
We got caught in a partner jump. Look, that's not the concern right now. What is of concern is getting to the bridge, dropping out of warp, and then getting a distress signal out to come pick us up.
Why don't we just drop out of warp and then we use the escape pod?
Either way, we have to get to the bridge. So can you lead us? Can you lead us there?
Yes, I can. Could you get these cuffs off of me?
When we're in safety.
Okay. This way.
Wait.
What?
Freeze.
We're almost there. Kestrel, lock the bridge down.
Sure thing. Doors are locking.
Okay. This should keep us safe for now.